The Energy Independent Vermont Coalition, led by the Vermont Public Interest Research Group, told legislators a year ago that we can't ignore the fact that these types of storms, referring to Tropical Storm Irene, are predicted to become more common and more intense due to climate change. We owe it to our children to tackle this problem head-on, and doing so will require significantly cutting Vermont's carbon pollution from fossil fuels. The Coalition's proposal is to tax carbon dioxide emissions from burning heating oil, natural gas, gasoline, diesel fuel, and propane. The tax would make fossil fuel use much more expensive, so people would be motivated to switch to something else. The initial tax would be $10 per metric ton of carbon dioxide emitted and would automatically increase until the tax reaches $100 per ton in 10 years, when the revenues are projected to be about $500 million. That would translate to another 88 cents per gallon of gasoline and similar increases for the other fuels. The coalition bill provides that 90% of this large revenue flow would be returned to Vermonters collectively through a reduction in the sales and use tax rate from 6 to 5%, prebates for lower-income families, a per-employee rebate to employers, and refundable tax credits for individuals. The remaining 10% would be distributed by the state as subsidies for weatherization and renewable energy products. The sponsors believe this would create more than 2,000 jobs and increase Vermont's gross state product by nearly $100 million. Critics insist that even eliminating all 7 million tons of carbon dioxide that Vermonters emit each year would have no effect whatever on the global climate, let alone protect against extreme storms. They see this as a device to increase tax subsidies for weatherization and renewable energy, plus wealth redistribution to lower-income people to get their support. And they simply don't believe that a chronically revenue-starved state government would ever keep the promises made in the bill. The sponsors themselves have said that based on legislative priorities, carbon tax revenues could, of course, be used for other purposes, implying that carbon tax revenue might indeed be redirected to other state programs. Current legislators will have to balance these opposing arguments, but an eventual $500 million a year tax may not look politically attractive to many, especially in an election year.